with the commentaries of Sri Anantadasbhavaji Maharaj. And the subject is Sri Radharani or Manjari's. This is verse 123. Upasya charanambuje brajabritam kishore gan. Mahadbir abhipura share avirbhavya bhavotsave. Agala rasadamani svapadma seva vido. Videi madarujulam iva kritam mamadishri. Translation. O Ishri, Radharani, your lotus feet are worshipped by the adolescent, the Brajakishoris. And even the greatest souls cannot understand the festival of your bhavas, emotions. Please instruct me in the seva of your sweet and splendid lotus feet that are the abode of deep rasa. So it sounds a little unusual praying to somebody's feet for seva, and those feet are usually, we don't think of feet as a source of bhava or bliss or love, but Radharani from head to toe, her entire transcendental divine Satchitananda Supra Shakti form, Ladni Shakti, is made of Mahabhav. So her feet are full of Mahabhav, her toenails are full of Mahabhav, her earrings are full of Mahabhav, her fingernails, everything. So he's praying that. He said, I'm good with that. I don't need anything more. I just need your feet. I have your feet on my head and your feet on my heart, and I have the seva of your feet, and I'll get all the rasa and all the bhava and all prem just by that memory of your feet and that absorption and seva of Radharani's lotus feet. Charan, Mother Charan. Look at the word for word. Upasya means the object of worship. Like, who is our upasya?
Radha
and Krishna Yugal. We're worshippers of Radha Krishna. We're Yuga Upasikas. Radharani, that's a specialized form of Manjari Bhav. But we don't worship Radharani without Krishna. We don't worship Radharani without Krishna. We want them to be together. And the perfection of Manjari Seva is to bring Radharani, Radharani to Krishna, or Krishna to Radharani. So it's not correct to say our Upasya is Radharani. Our Upasya is Radha Govinda Yuga. Our seva is in the kunjas and anywhere in Rajmandal. And our line of seva and our bhava, seva bhava, is drawn mostly to Radharani, like 150% to Radharani, 100% to Krishna. Think of it like that. It's not like Krishna, oh, we don't care. It's not true. It's offensive. We care about everything about Krishna. There's a whole book dedicated to Krishna called Krishna Karamrita, and it gives nectar to the ears of Radharani. And Anantadas Babaji wrote elaborate purports on it, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, I think they say it's him, he wrote elaborate purports on Krishna Karamrita by Vimalamangala Thakur to emphasize, because Radharani loves to hear about Krishna, so Radharani's in Virha Bhav, separated from Krishna, how you bring her back to reality, bring her back to peaceful mind by glorifying Krishna. And the best choices verses to glorify Krishna are Krishna Karnamrita. That's why when Krishna was relishing Radha Bhav, when Krishna himself was relishing Radha's Mahabhav, and Gambhira Lila's Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he every night heard Krishna Karnamrita from Ramananda Roy or Sri Damodar. So it's not the book to be neglected. Oh, it's just about Krishna. I heard some immature Raghunuga Bhaktas, Manjari Bhava, oh, no, I'm not interested in Krishna Karamrita. I'm just interested in Radharani. That's so crazy. It's half-baked cake. I mean, you know, half-baked cake is raw. It's no good. It doesn't rise. It doesn't taste good. So you have to have full bhava and appreciation, understanding all Krishna's prema and rasa and tava and Radharani, because they're one type of, you can't separate one from the other. So words, so upasya is our object of worship. Charambuja means our lotus feet. Brajaritam Kishorigan. All the beautiful Kishori teenage girls in Vrindavan, Brajmano, are worshiping those feet of Radharani. So they have a great privilege, great fortune to always live with Radharani, always move in the service of Radharani, and always dream of Radharani. So other people want to get that attainment of Radharani's feet, but it's not so easy. Sri Prabhupada explains in the second line of 123, Mahadbir Abhi Purushir. Purusha in this case doesn't mean enjoyer, it means the male gender. Prakriti means female, and Purusha means male. So Mahadi, Mahadbir means great saintly men, great saintly men. Or aspiring and praying and hoping to get the Shinkans Paribhavya, these lotus feet of Radharani. Some of those sages are wise enough to take up Rag Bhakti in the mood of Gopi Bhav and following the Gopis. Those wise sages who follow the Gopis and attain Gopi Sarup and Sakhi Bhav, Madhurati are the Shruti Charis of Vaikuntha. Apparently they expanded and liberated souls like this Sadhana Siddhas or Nityahua, I don't know who they are, Sadhana Siddhas, Nityahua Siddhas. Seems like they're Nityahua Siddhas because they're in Maha Vaikuntha with Vishnu, which is a spiritual planet in the material world, and they're doing seva every day in Krishna's Leela, of Vishnu's Leela, of waking them up. He doesn't have an alarm clock, he has sages. The sages chant prayers from Samaveda, Rig Veda. It's called Purusha Shukta. Prayers to the Purusha, the Adi Purusha, Bhagavan, Narayan, Vishnu. So they heard about the Gopis from Vrindavan from Narada Muni, another Rishi who also became a Gopi of one Leela, is described in Padma Purana in detail. He became Naradi Gopi by bathing in Kusum Sarovar. Some people say Kusum Sarovar. Other people say Narada Kund. Either way, he became a Gopi to have the experience of darshan of Radha and Krishna together. Because he was challenged by Lita Sakhi. Lita Sakhi met Narada Muni one day in Braj and said, "Have you seen the beauty of Krishna?" "Yeah, I just came from underground, I saw him. Saw the beauty of Krishna." "That's all. Have you seen the beauty of Radharani?" "Yeah, I just came from Barsana. I saw the beauty of Radharani." "You haven't seen the beauty of Radha and Krishna." "Why?" My eyes are working, see, 20/20 vision. "I saw them." "No, you didn't see them. Because if you want to see the real beauty of Radha and Krishna, you have to see Radha and Krishna Yuga. You have to see them together." "How can I do that?" "You can only do that if you're a Gopi." "Oh my God. Have you heard about Shiva?" "I heard about Shiva." "Well, he became a Gopi also, so you want to, I mean, Shiva's your brother." "He's your, you know, Manasa Putra or whatever, Vishnu, Brahma, whatever, whoever they are." Narada Muni's the son of Brahma, I guess, Manasa Putra, and Shiva's the Amsha of Krishna. So he did that. Yogamaya arranged for him and Vrindadevi. He got a beautiful Gopi Roop, Naradi Gopi. I don't know if he played. He probably kept playing the Veena, but he played different songs. He didn't play Aishwarya Bhajans, he played Madhurya Bhajans. Because when he's playing the Veena for Narayan, who's his dish today, he plays Aishwarya Mahi Bhajans. Bhajans are full of Aishwarya Bhav. Jagadish, Jagadishwar, this, that, all that stuff. So he's a great sage. So unless they follow Narada Muni and Mahadev, Adiyogi Mahadev, or the Shrutis, no one can get near Radharani's lotus feet. That's very clearly proclaimed by Krishna's Kaviraj. Without following Gopi Bhav, you can't become a Gopi.
Akashwadi.
Very nice. Thank you for that beautiful verse. You follow a path of Vaisadana or a path of bhakti filled with Aishwarya Gyan or Aishwarya Mai Bhakti, you can't become a gopi. Basically, I think that's what he said. And apari bhavya bhavotsave. So it's describing why the Manjri has Sarapasya. The Manjri is a Charanambuja Rarani. Sarapasya, what is your apasya? My apasya is Lotusya Rarani and Krishna. Lotusya Rarani. Why? Because there's something special there. It's an utsav, it's a festival of bhav. There's one other verse in Rāsa-nidhi. When Krishna, when it says the word Govinda, when Govinda falls at the feet of Rārāṇī, he experiences the Rasa Utsav. When he offers obeisances and puts his head on Rārāṇī's feet, he experiences the Bhav Utsav, the festival of love, just from her feet. So this is described in this line, a pari inconceivable Bhav Utsav. Agada means deep rasa dominating. So her own feet are in her lotus feet are an abode of inconceivable rasas and prema is combined together to make a festival. So festival means her feet are full of music, they're full of nourishment, because the festival was an utsav. The utsav is where there's dancing, there's music, and there's food, prasadam. So you want, what is the utsav of Rārāṇī's feet? Rārāṇī's feet are full of bhav, full of love, full of happiness. They're dancing, her feet are dancing, and they're full of love. They're flavor. They're flavorful. You can taste Rārāṇī. Ras means tasting. Rasvama sakuntaya. You can taste Rārāṇī's feet. Agada Rasa Domini, they're an abode of deep festival ras. So he's saying, in this way, Videhi Madhur Ujjalam, these brilliantly sweet feet of Rārāṇī, I'm hankering for them, I want them, I'm praying for them, I'm dreaming of them, I meditate on them. Mama Adishri. Mam Adishri. Adishri means the original controller. You saw it as Krishna? Ishra Parma Krishna? Brahma? You got it wrong, man. You got four heads, you got them screwed on backwards. That's what we say in America. When you're crazy, you say, I said screwed on backwards. So Brahma has four heads, he should be able to figure out the Rārāṇī's Ishri, but he's got it all backwards. He says, Ishra Parama, what do we say? Ishri Parama Radha. So that's the word for word. Now let's look at the illuminating commentary by Sri Anandas Babaji Maharaj. Sri Anandas Babaji Maharaj ki. He's a Shiksha Guru of anyone who's interested in Rārāṇī and Krishna and Gopis and Manjri Bhav. There's no other Shiksha Guru who matches in this century that has come close to Sri Anandas Babaji Maharaj. So he comments on the word Adishri. Ishri, of course, in one sense means controller, but like all Sanskrit words, they have many different words with different intonations and implications and applications. Vyanjana vichar, applied meaning. So Adishwar, he says, means most capable. So Rārāṇī is my most capable Ishri, my most capable queen. Rārāṇī is most capable. What she capable means ability, means adhikar, means yogita, means you have the ability to do something. What is this Adishri? What is she most capable of doing? That's right. He said, giving rain. It says, Nanda Sri says, Radharani herself, her hands, her feet, any part of her existence is capable, has the power to give bhakti to her maidservants. Says seva. Bhakti means seva. So Radharani's feet are so powerful, the Adishra are the most capable to give the seva of Radharani to maidservants that are aspiring to become maidservants, and one maidservants who have gotten to the spiritual world. This fallen girl, this is what the Mantri is praying, this fallen girl has sold her heart to your lotus feet, Radharani. What will happen if you reject her? That's always a possibility. Whenever you're asking someone for something, they can give two answers.
Yes or no.
Yes or no. That's common sense. That's yukti. That's common sense. You ask someone for something, they say yes or no. So we're asking Radharani for a service, but we're afraid, we're fearing, we have some fear that she may not give it to us. Fear is a very positive emotion in bhakti. Not fear of Maya Jagat, fear of Maya, of course. And in Vaidhi bhakti, the main fear is fear of Maya. Prabhupada once said in New York City in 66, "You Western devotees are very good, but the only thing is, you're not afraid of Maya. You come to the Sunday feast with this girlfriend on this Sunday, next Sunday another girlfriend, and next Sunday a third girlfriend." Because Prabhupada was meeting different people coming to the classes. He said, "Who is this? Your wife? No, it's my girlfriend." Then he saw the guy next week. He says, "Who is this? Your wife? No, it's my girlfriend." So that's why he said, "These guys got a problem." They have a problem with this Maya, you know. They're not afraid of Maya. Maya is my friend. Come on. My girlfriend's name is Maya. Why am I afraid of Maya? Many girls have the name Maya. In fact, all of them. The whole class. That's Maya for the man, and man is Maya for the... The Purusha Maya and Prakriti Maya. So I've sold my heart to your feet, Radharani. Please don't give me up. Don't reject me. Don't neglect me. So for some reason, I don't know how it gets from this verse to this point. Sometimes when I read the commentaries of Acharyas, I try to think, How they get to this conclusion? How they take us, Advaita Das to tell me, in this purport of this Gita, or this purport of Bhagavatam, Vishnu takes a flight. Like you usually walk on the ground, some people just take off. You walk with somebody, "I'm going to fly." "Hey, where are you going?" "I'm going to fly." The guy flies near like Superman. So he says, sometimes in some purports, Vishnu takes a flight. He goes into the ionosphere. He leaves the earth way behind and creates some unique ideas and angles of vision and presentations. Full of ras and sweetness, but unique. It's a unique signature of Vishnu Chakravarti. You look at the piece, oh, this is Vishnu. You can recognize what's Vishnu very easily. You compare Vishnu's teachings to Jiva Goswami, or Sri Aswami, or Vallacharya, you can definitely tell which one's which without even seeing the names. There's distinct differences. He's unique on his own. He's in his own world, Vishnu. Some of the followers of Vishnu 300 years ago when he was living here, his contemporaries called him reappearance of Rupa Goswami. So I wouldn't doubt that. At least he's an Avesha, Shakti Avesha Rupa Goswami, and more. That's not a fair adjective, but and other additions. I'll say that. Yes, because Rupa Goswami is Rupa Goswami, and he's a separate jiva, a separate personality. So in separateness, there's uniqueness also. So now the subject is discussed here. How does Chandavali worship Radharani? How does Chandavali worship Radharani? What is Chandavali's Chandavali puja? I mean, what is Chandavali's Radharani puja?
Creating that opposition.
She has a voodoo doll? She has a voodoo doll, she sticks pins in it? No, what's that? What do you say?
Creates tension in the service to Krishna, competition.
Chandravali creates tension by her competition being a rival of Radharani. She creates tension. I would say, I like that answer, but I want to slightly modify it. I would say that Chandravali acts to increase the attention. He said Chandravali increases the tension in the relationship with Krishna and Chandravali and Radharani and Krishna. So I said not tension, attention. Radharani becomes more attentive and Krishna becomes more attentive because Radharani when the seva, what is the seva of Chandravali? To put Radharani in mind. Just let me steal your girlfriend and see what kind of mood you get into. Or if somebody steals your girlfriend, what kind of mood? Okay, good, I don't care. Maybe there, but usually not. You get angry, you get jealous. Why him? What's wrong with me? And so he explains here. There's four parties of Nayakas, Krishna's female lovers, Gopi lovers in Vrindavan. Two are openly favorable to Radharani. Who are they? Not categories, not names. What are the categories of Sakis? The groups. Priya Sakhi is one. Svapaksha Sakhi. Listen to the sentence clearly, you're not listening clearly, and listen to the question. Two groups of Nayakas are especially favorable to Radharani. You say Vipaksha, that doesn't count. Svapaksha. You said Svapaksha? You said Vipaksha. Okay, I asked, you're right, you're thank you. I asked for what are the four groups. Vipaksha, Paksha. Okay, what are the other two? Priya Sakhi? Surat Paksha. What about Tatastha? There's five categories. I think Priya Sakhi comes in Svapaksha, actually. But they're not necessarily, because Vrindadevi and Vrindadevi and, Tanishtha are Priya Sakhi. They're Priya Sakhi, but they're Krishna Snehadi. So they're not so favorable. They're okay with Radharani, but not so favorable. When they have an opportunity, they show their favoritism to Krishna over Radharani. Vrindadevi especially, and also Tanishtha. You see, and go into the clear examples of that, which I can point out to you if you want to know. It's easy if you're sensitive reader, you can see when they become like that. For example, when Tulsi Manjari meets Vrindadevi and Madhav Mangal, Dinesha Subal, Akusan Srover, and Krishna says, "Where's Radharani? Is she a Radhakund?" And Tulsi Manjari teases Krishna and plays with him. Plays with his emotions. Oh, she can't come today. She's not coming. And this, and Tulsi's saying different, giving different excuses why Radharani's locked in the house. She can't come to Radhakund for Madhyan Leela. And so Vrindadevi's looking at her, and maybe Dinesh is there, I think so, I'm not sure, but Vrindadevi for sure. And they're looking at Krishna and looking at Subala and looking at each other, and they're not liking it too much. And then Vrindadevi gives a look to, with her eyes, Vrindadevi looks at Tulsi Manjari, hey, don't pick on Krishna. It's very clearly described by Krishna the Kharavad. She gives a look with her eyes, let loose, you know, cool down. You can be nice to the guy, he is God, you know. He is the son of the king of Raja, you know, be nice. Okay, so she's a submissive to her, in the hierarchy, of social hierarchy, Vrindadevi and Rupa Manjari. Vrindadevi is higher than a son of Siddha Sakhi. Of course, you can't say Tulsi is a son of Siddha, you need to Siddha. But out of humility, Tulsi Manjari goes along with the wish of the Vrindadevi. I can't substantiate the hierarchy position of Vrindadevi over Tulsi Manjari. In terms of Ras, Tulsi Manjari is more intimate. But social hierarchy, I tend to feel Vrindadevi in the social hierarchy in Braj Mandal among Nitya Parishads, I feel it seems to me that Vrindadevi is, maybe I'm wrong, I can't prove that point. So, where are we? Two groups are openly favorable to Radharani. Svapaksha and Surit. She said Surit? Very good. Surit means friendly party. The friendly party, Svapaksha, their own party. Tatasvapaksha is neutral and Vipaksha is inimical. Chandali, Padma, Shaivya. They're anti-party rivals, competitors of Radharani. They're the tension givers, anxiety creators, but actually enhancing the Leela. Dwala Chapaksha Vipaksha Chabeda Rasa Pradao. And Rujulamani says, the one's own party of Sakis and the enemy party give the most ras. Well, that's interesting. Rasa Prada. Rasa Prada, they give the greatest amount of ras. Because, you know, the greatest thrill is defeating your enemy. What's the greatest thrill? Having an enemy and knocking him out. Some guy's your enemy. He's 6 feet tall, he's 6 feet tall. You know, she's real proud, you're real proud. One day you square off. Boom, boom, you knock him out, then you're super proud. So the Vipaksha Sakhi is the enemy party, so that increases the ras, brings all kinds of ras in Krishna and Radharani, and all the Sakhi Manjaris also. So this means the party of Radhika's enemies, Chandali, Shaivya, Padma, are more sweetly worshipping Radharani than even neutral Sakhis. Neutral Sakhis aren't giving her the taste of victory, the taste of knockout Chandali. That's a victory. And now you dance, you see when people win the Olympics, they start dancing crazy. They became victorious, they got the gold medal. So this they give the most ras. That's a beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Svapaksha Vipaksha Rasa Prado. Great. So they give this, they worship Radharani more sweetly than the neutral Sakhis, Tatasa Sakhi, or friendly, or Surit Sakhi like Shamala. Shama is a very key player in Radharani's Leela. She comes every morning to wake up Radharani in Varsana or Yavagram, and she does a beautiful seva called Rasodgar. What is Rasodgar? Duh. Come on, you know, you read about it.
Reminding past tense of
Krishna. You're in advanced class. There's a barcode on your forehead that says SNB. What?
Reminding past tense with Krishna.
What?
Reminding past tense with
Reminding Krishna. Reminding Radharani of her Madhurya Leela with Krishna. Madhurya Leela with Krishna. Any Leela, just any Leela, not only Madhurya Leela, but any Leela with Krishna. Reminding Radharani, even the most previous Leela the night before, because that's the most relishable. And so this way she soothes Radharani's pain of separation. So she's a very, very friendly Sakhi, Shamala Sakhi. But she doesn't give as much happiness and sweetness to Radharani's heart as Kanjavali. I love this stuff, it's so cool. This is because these anti-party rivals, Vipaksha Sakhis, they caused Radharani's man to, by snatching Krishna away from her. And this makes the sweetness of Radha's love and attachment for Krishna increase manyfold. It is Rasa itself which has given Sakhis like Chandravali a position equal to that of Radharani. Although, there's two ways of being equal. There's being equal, but there's being equal and higher. What's the word for equal and higher?
Asamurdva.
Yeah, right. Asamurdva. No one's equal to Radharani, no one's higher. Asama means equal, urva means above, high, rise, go up. Asamurdva. So, Chandravali is equal, but not higher. So that's what he says. He says all Sakhis like Chandravali have a position equal to Radharani. That means Sama. But Radharani is definitely Supreme Gopika. That means Urdhva. So Radharani basically, besides Chandravali, no one is Asamurdva, equal to Radharani, and definitely no one is above Radharani, no one is superior to Radharani, no one is above Radharani, no one can compare to Radharani, although Chandravali comes a close second. Not first, close second. In this way, the worship of Radhika by Chandravali is extra special. It must be painful for Nathas Prabhupada to write this. Must be painful to write this tika. But this is the tattva and this is the truth. It's based on Rupa Goswami, who is his guru and teacher of Bhajan and Ragmarg and Gaudiya Siddhanta. So he's loyal and faithful, representing Rupa Goswami's teaching. So he said, in this way, the way that Chandravali does, worship Radharani by Chandravali is extra special. I mean, myself, if I wrote that sentence, I'd feel like a little hurt. Because, you know, there's nothing very extra special over there. One's reason are a little bit prejudiced, a little bit biased. He goes on in his purport, for Krishna's pleasure and for nourishing the transcendental ras, Krishna's dear friend, Sringar Ras, that's interesting, is Priya Bandhu. Sringar Ras is Krishna's Priya Bandhu. Must be great, these books in Bengali, must be really good. You have a Bengali? Rara Sunidhi, you have Hindi or Bengali? You can get the Hindi edition of Vilal Kusumandri and Rara Sunidhi. So you get a closer idea of the original Bengali. There's so much Sanskrit in its original Bengali. Yeah, and it's your primary books, Rarasuni, Vilakusumandri. So it's good to have a couple of editions in English, Bengali, Hindi, Shamla, Hakim, whatever. More angles of vision, more study, the more benefit and understanding you'll get. And more kripa you'll get from those acharyas and mahajans. Krishna's dear friend, Priya Bandhu Sringarath. That'd be a nice friend. You know, I don't have any friends in this world. I have one friend. I have a Priya Bandhu. Oh, who's your dear friend? Sringarath. What? That's erotic love. My friend is erotic love. What kind of guy are you? What kind of, you're a sadhu? What are you? You're a swadhu. Swadhu. You're a taster. Krishna's good friend. This is so beautiful, Priya Bandhu, Sringarath. Krishna's good friend has made Radharani and Chandrali jealous of each other when they are united with Krishna. But when they're both separated from him, they show very affection, great affection towards one another. What's an example of that? Shri Jago, don't sleep all night. I mean, don't stay up all night. Sleep once in a while. She's in Rachi Bhajan every night. Lasikali Bhajan, stay up all night. So, the Rasa dance, when Krishna leaves the Gopis, everyone's crying, Chandrali, everyone's crying. Then he leaves Radharani, Radharani cries, and all of a sudden he meets Radharani. She's very distraught, despondent, and disappointed, and upset, and crying. And because the girl, the gopis are actually, remember, they're girls, they're ladies, they have soft hearts. They may have hard minds. A lot of women are like that. They have soft hearts, but they're hard minds. We just make the two together be really good. There's a big difference. There's a big jaw there in a way, and big roundy wall called the jaw. The heart's down here, the head's up there. You know, so it's hard to penetrate that hard bone. It's like rock, you know. We have an expression, rock head. So when they're separated, they feel sympathy and empathy towards each other. They're very affectionate. And after all, who is Chandrali, who is Radharani? Who are they?
Sisters.
Her father, Chandrali, is who?
Chandrabhanu.
Who is the father of Radharani? Vrishabhanu. Who are they? Brothers. So they're brothers, their daughters are sisters. Right? Brothers can only make sisters. If they make boys, they're brothers. They make girls their sisters. Interesting explanation of genetics. Manjari phrase. Oh, this topic of this part of the tika is how to Radharani's lotus feet have more rasa than Krishna's lotus feet. What's the answer? How do Radharani's lotus feet have more ras than Krishna's lotus feet? Tricky question.
Huh? Because she's only Madhurya ras, meant that Krishna has many rasas with the even Sakya ras and many.
What? Speak clearer. No, maybe be quiet. Chew. You know what chew means? Chew.
Chew.
Three phrase. The Manjari phrase. Oh, Radharani, please bless me and give me the sweet and splendid service of your lotus feet. Acha. Why is he called splendid? Why is he called speaker? He said, Vidhi Mother Ujjalam. Padma Seva Madhura Yojalam. Dei, Vidhi. Please, I'm begging, but Vidhi means I'm exceptionally, especially begging for the sweet, radiant, effulgent Seva of your lotus feet. It's not just inferior Seva, it's sweet Seva. It's not just sweet Seva, it's effulgent Ujjala. Ujjala Seva. Madhura Ujjala. And moreover means Madhurya. Ujjala Madhurya means I want to serve your lotus. It's a very hidden beauty in this phrase. Listen to it tightly. Pada Padma. Padma means lotus. Padma means lotus, Padma means feet. Seva Videhi, Madhura Yojalam. He's praying for the service of Ujjala Madhurya. Ujjala Madhurya means Ujjala Ras. Ujjala Ras is describing Sringa Ras. Sringa Ras is describing the erotic Kunja Leelas of Radha Krishna. It's called Sringarati. So the Manjari is praying to serve Radharani's feet at that time. In the Kunja, on the flower bed, Radharani's tired from rasa dancing, tired from love making, and they're just talking a little bit, and she's ready to fall asleep. Manjari comes in and gently massages her feet. And even as described in Vrindavana Mahamrita, by the Manjaris are massaging Radharani's feet, they fall asleep at the end of the flower bed. Then they fall off the bed also. Bunk. But the ground is soft, so it doesn't make any noise. The head hits the mud, head hits the dirt, it doesn't go clunk. It goes clunk, and they wake up Radharani. So that's a good deal. Mother Bhumi comes in, nice saver, cushion the head of the sweeping Manjari when she falls off the flower bed. So one may ask, are you asking? We may ask, Govinda's lotus feet are called the abode of sweet Ras. That's amazing when you think about, if you ever think, like sometimes I think when I read these commentaries, or commentaries from the Acharya, I'm thinking, how would I write this commentary? How would I describe this verse? What references would I use? And it astounds me to no end how the Nathas Prabhupada is like a magician. Like a magician can, he looks like this, and you look, he said, look, there's a bird. You don't see a bird, and he goes, and he grabs a bird out of the sky. He's a magician. You see it, the bird is somewhere up his sleeve or something. He goes like that. So he just quotes something, Krishna's feet are very sweet, and then he doesn't have a Google, it doesn't have a search engine, doesn't have a folio, it doesn't have a computer. It's all in his heart and his brain. Oh, this point can be said here. I'm making this point, I have to prove this point. Whoever he makes a point, he always proves it. This is a great Acharya. He makes a point, it's his point he makes. What's the point he makes? He says, Govinda's feet are called the abode of sweetness. Called the abode of sweetness. What's the verse to support that? Then he quotes the Vedic scriptures, doesn't say which one. Vishnu Pade Parma Madhava Utsa. Vishnu Pade Parma Madhava Utsa. The Vishnu's feet are a source of the highest nectar. Param Madhava. Madhava doesn't mean Madhava, it's Madhava, which means honey. Utsa. Highest parama, highest sweetness. So he said the Vedas, the Shastra Praman, to establish that Krishna's feet are a sweet abode of Ras. So how can you say Radharani's feet are sweeter? Because I asked the question, what is the question I'm asking? How are Radharani's feet have more Ras than Krishna? So he's explaining the answer here. So the what's the counter arguments called in Sanskrit? Paksha and the opposite. When you give an argument in Sanskrit and someone argues back, it's...
Purva-paksha.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Purva-paksha. So he himself is stating the premise that Radharani's lotus feet have more rasa than Krishna. Then he's giving Purva-paksha. He's arguing against it. What are you saying? What are you saying, Anadas? The Vedas say that Krishna's feet are sweet. He said, yeah, well, listen to this. Back and forth. This is how to establish Siddhanta. The answer may be given that although, so he says, he doesn't say this, it's a very humble way of answering. See the way he writes. He doesn't say, the answer is, Bhavati says, the answer may be. Like sometimes people say, can I cook for Giraj? I say, if you want to. I'm not asking you. If you really want to from the heart, you want to cook a lunch for Giraj, then you do it. If you have inspiration, if you don't do it out of duty. Don't do it because someone asked you to. Don't do it because you want to, I don't know, cook. You should be inspired. So he's saying, the answer may be, maybe not, but it may be, yes, I agree with you, Krishna's feet are the abode of rasa. Because you quote the Vedas, I accept the Vedas as Brahman. But, okay, I agree with you. You say Krishna's feet are abode of rasa. I agree with you that feet are abode of rasa. But now the famous word comes in. The word that changes the course of history, the word that changes the course of relationships, the word that changes everything. And it begins with B, ends with T. But. I love you so much, but I'm getting divorced tomorrow. But is, I sometimes joke, I say, there's one word, if anybody asks me, if there's one word you take out of the dictionary, what would that word be? I would say, but. So many people meet me and they say, you know, you're this, you're that, all this good stuff. But they speak how good I am for 1 minute, then they lay on the bed for 2 hours. What, remember 2 hours ago? Let me recover myself here. 2 hours ago you said I was good. GSS. God save our ship. So I agree with you, but there's a difference. What's the difference? The tasting of that rasa of Krishna's feet is fully dependent on prema. You don't have Krishna prema, you can't taste the rasa of Krishna's feet. What's my praman for the I statement? The example is clearly in the Bhagavatam and all the Puranas that so many demons saw Krishna's lotus feet. But instead of loving Krishna, loving his feet, they hated his feet, they hated him, they were afraid of him and wanted to kill him. Now, so you quote the Vedas, I quote the six Goswamis. Who are the six Goswamis? What is their significance to a Gaudiya Vaishnava? Krishna Kaviraj says the Mangal Charna Adi Lila Chaitanya Charitamrita, the six gurus for the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya are the six Goswamis. Sri Rupa, Sri Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva, Gopala Bhatta, Dasa Raghunath. Keep going. Nice mantra. Sounds good. I like that mantra. Nice. There are our heart's desire is to be a particle of dust at the feet of Goswamis. That's our success in bhajan, that's the success of our sadhana, that's the success of our sadhya, and that's the success of human life, to be Tanmay and fully surrendered and dependent on the teaching of the Goswamis. I'm just putting that on record. YouTube history. So my Gurudev was like that. He was recognized and famous pandit, Vyakaran pandit and Vaishnav Tattva philosophy, whatever they call it. Many subjects he knew perfectly. At 100 years old, you're quoting verses from Bhagavatam. It was amazing. Like 8-9 verses he just quote, like. He studied Bhagavatam for 80 years in Vrindavan with some of the great sages, great saints of Vrindavan, Ramdas Babaji, Priyasharan Babaji, some famous saints, because Gurudev lived 10 years in Vrindavan, teaching Sanskrit in Bhamaraj's school and studying with these great acharyas in Bhagavat Nivas. He was living in Bhagavat Nivas. He's also living in Haribol Kutir. So he says, you quote the Vedas, I quote the six Goswamis. Jiva Goswami says, Krishna Madhuryasya Premaika Swadhyaya. So he proves his point by quoting the acharyas of Gaudiya Siddhanta. There's a cause of swad, Madhurya Ras Swadna, to taste the Madhurya Ras. You have to have praying for Krishna. Amazing. He makes a statement, quotes a verse to support it. It's incredible Shastric brain and a Rasi. There's two great acharyas in Braj Mandal over the last 100 years. One is Haridas Shastri, and one is Anandas Babaji. In terms of, I'm speaking now in terms of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Haridas Shastri is known as the Shastra Nipun, the great Shastra Gyani and Shastrik, but he's not considered to be a Rasik. He may be Rasik, I'm just not stating my opinion. This is the opinion of sadhus and Braj, contemporary sadhus. He's known for being expert in Shastra and 6 degrees and Naya, Kavi, and Jyotis, and Shastra and everything you can imagine. But this is a general idea that's like conveyed from different sadhus we met. That Nathas Babaji, his forte is Ras. He's a Rasic Acharya. Of course, Haridas Shastriji is a great Rasic Jana also, but he's not so famous for bringing out the Ras of these intimate scriptures. I don't believe so. He commented on Sandarbhas and different books. What do you think about this statement? You don't want to speak.
No,
this is not my statement. This is what I heard from.
One cannot say categorically that one is Rasik and the other one is Shastri, because they're both, but their focus was different. Haridas Shastri focused on many instances.
Yeah, that's a nice point. Daji made a nice point. I'll repeat that in class now. What if we say, what is the difference between Sri Haridas Shastriji Maharaj and Sri Anandas Babaji? We can say they're both Rasiks and they're both in the Tattva Siddhanta, but Haridas Shastri is more famous and probably more expert in Tattva than Anandas Babaji in terms of in terms of Ras. He speaks more about it and maybe more expert than Tava, and Haridas Shastri doesn't speak so much about Ras. What's he saying? Is that what he said?
That Haridas Shastri main focus was on the Tattva.
Yeah, focus, that's the word. I missed that word.
And Anantadas Babaji, yeah. Main focus was on the Rasi.
Yeah, that's a nice distinction. I like that distinction. The difference is the main focus of Haridas Shastri to establish a strong foundation in Tatva, in Truth, and Praman, for Gaudiya Siddhanta, Gaudiya Vaishnava Parivar of Sampradaya. And the main focus, so there's a difference in focus. One is focusing its attention, its angle of teaching on the Tatva, and the other one's focusing its attention, Anadasi, is focusing its attention and teaching on Ras. That's nice, thank you for that refinement. As you're closer to the source, so you have more sympathy and more clear presentation. So, Krishna's sweetness is only relishable by those who love him. So Shishupala and Jarasandha, they saw his feet, but they didn't love him too much. Radharani is presiding Devi of love, Prem Lakshmi. So her feet must be the abode of deepest rasa. The word is agada. Agada means deep. Shripad prays, the Manjari prays, O Adi Shri Radharani, almost capable Ishwari, please, your Prem Lakshmi, please bless me with a Madhurya Ujjala Seva, sweet and brilliant Seva lotus feet. Pada Padma Madhurya Ujjala Seva. Shri Radha Sunidhi ki jai, Shri Nandas Prabhuji Maharaj ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.